Linda, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, before we talk about what's happening for Christmas, take us back. Give us some history about the Capitol Ringers.
Oh, sure. So I had an idea that we could establish a community handball ensemble here in Dover, where I live, back in the early 2000s. And in 2004, I met with several local ringers. I was working in a church that had handbells, and I knew some of those ringers were really ready to do something unique. And I invited other ringers from the local area to join us. And we had a discussion about what my vision was, what we would do, the kind of music we would play, sort of where we would take it from there. And it was met with a lot of enthusiasm. We decided that we were going to have a focus on secular music, not excluding sacred music, but to be unique in the community and to demonstrate how unique handbells can be beyond the churches. A lot of people think that handbells are only for church. However, there are a lot of rock and roll pieces and really fun pieces to play on handbells. And we struck out on that tangent to see if what we could do to bring handbells in a unique way to the public.
How popular are handbells?
That's a matter of opinion, I think. A lot of people are there's a mixture in churches. Some of them are not used very much because of contemporary worship services, if churches are taking, that direction. But as far as in the community, that's really hard to say. They're a little off the radar unless they have a viable website page or a Facebook page, or they are able to be a little bit more on the center stage of some performances, even with different orchestras around the country.
How many members are in the Capitol Ringers?
Well, we have not just ringers, but we also have tech individuals who work the microphones and do the other stage craft that surrounds us, since we do a multimedia presentation. So we have, overall, the entire Capitol Ringers Incorporated membership is about roughly 30 members right now. Some of them are in a sort of a farm ringing group, a B team, if you will, or a beginning and intermediate group called Beta Bay Ringers. And those are the ringers who are striving towards performing in the Capitol Ringers Ensemble music, which is largely more complicated.
Just want to remind people, we're talking to the founder and artistic director of the Capitol Ringers, Linda Sims. The Capitol Ringers are Delmarva's community handbell ensemble. Linda, explain to me and to our listeners, how do handbells work? I mean, I know you ring them, but does the size of the bell make a different sound? Is that how they work?
Well, if you can imagine, facing a piano, I'm looking at my baby grand right here. If you were facing a piano, there is going to be a bell assigned for most of the keys on the piano. So there will be one C, one C sharp, one D, one D sharp, and so on as you go up or down the keyboard. And obviously, any instrument, the larger the instrument, generally speaking, the lower the sound. So larger bells are going to be much more expensive and much lower in pitch.
All right. Normally, the Capitol Ringers have a Christmas show. It's really become a holiday tradition over the years. You also perform in the spring with themes, I'm told, that have included everything from Dr. Seuss to classic rock. You mentioned that a little bit ago. Your 2020 spring schedule this year was canceled because of COVID. It's still really unclear when the group will perform live again, but you began rehearsing in July to record and produce a virtual holiday performance for this season. Let's talk about that and what it will include.
Yes, and you're right. When COVID struck, and it became very clear to all of us that we were going to have to shelter in place and, dramatically change our way of life, at least for a while. We just didn't know how long. We had to cancel everything. And so that obviously for a nonprofit was a big hit for us financially. We had to figure out how we were going to recover from that and how we could move forward and still maintain the skill set that is imperative for this level of ringing, because we ring music that tends to be a little bit more difficult in nature. So we decided in the midst of restructuring our organization and going through a lot of other changes, we just decided that we would try to, you know, the old adage of making lemonade out of lemons, that we would figure out some way that we could still move forward and bring music to our audiences by the Christmas season. So that's what we've done.
All right. So you've been getting, the group's been getting together since July to practice. I believe you've been rehearsing at Conley's United Methodist Church, which is near Lewis.
Yes.
Everybody's practicing strict COVID-19 protocols. Can we listen in on one of your practice sessions? I understand our mics were there to capture one of the practice sessions.
Yes, absolutely. I think what we're going to be listening to is an arrangement of All This On This Day Earth Shall Ring, and it's arranged by Kathy Mokobust, who is a very prolific arranger of handbell music and a percussionist professionally. And let's take a listen.
Just wow. That was just a portion of that piece. Can't wait to hear the entire selection. Let's talk, Linda, about the title of this year's performance, Tidings of Comfort and Joy, Holidays 2020. I think in the era of COVID and the year we've all been having, we need a lot of comfort and joy.
Well, actually, that's a great segue for me because that's what I thought as we approached. And quite honestly, I don't even remember what the original title was going to be. Now I've gotten so beyond it. But it became very clear that we were losing so many Americans to COVID that we had a lot of healing to do, and we are in a lot of pain worldwide, of course. But it became clear that I needed to somehow select music that was not cutesy or with any kind of antics like we often do. Viewers will know, those who attend our shows, we tend to insert at least one piece that is comical or funny and you know, with some antics. I decided that this was not the year for that, and to try to focus a little bit more on some feel-good pieces, like Winter Wonderland, happy Christmas pieces, and pieces that had more of an uplifting, profound message, just like God With Us for All Time, and like we were just talking about with, the Bells on Earth Shall Ring, indicating that we're all in this together and that music is something that's so healing that our hope is that it will have that kind of impact when individuals hear and view our show that we're going to be releasing in a few several weeks.
And what better way to reach those who may be feeling lonely or isolated or shut-ins? Like you said, music heals in many cases. Now, talk about the ensemble having three options available on your website. What are the three options all about?
Well, I think it's probably easiest to understand going to the website, but the unique thing about the way that we're presenting it to be able to view is multifaceted, so that if a person wants to subscribe, they can receive a couple pieces a week. If they want to purchase the concert, the link to the concert, then they can share that or gift that to someone. We have an opportunity for businesses and churches and service organizations and anyone to actually put their logo on the front end of it as they have sponsored it for their clients or their customers. And, you know, it's going to just give a lot of different options to individuals depending on what their needs are for that. We're hoping that a lot of individuals take advantage of that, because considering we are in a worldwide pandemic, if you have a relative in, you know, the UK, you can still send that to a relative in the UK.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Internationally, we're very connected. And of course, everyone has learned what Zoom is. And so our technology geeks have certainly been helping us stay on top of things so that we can stay better in touch.
Linda, where do your members come from? All over Delmarva?
Yes, we have. I'm in Dover, but we have a large number of our group, the ensemble that you're hearing on the recording, largely comes from the Eastern Sussex County, but there are a few on Western Sussex County, as well as down in Hebron, and I think maybe up as far as Milford, and then Dover, yes.
Wow. Linda, final words about the Capitol Ringers and this new holiday show, Tidings of Comfort and Joy, Holidays 2020.
Well, we're excited that we've been able to figure out, after countless hours of planning and developing floor plans to keep everyone COVID safe and having protocols for coming in, coming out, keeping safe distance, wearing masks and all of that. So that's added an extra challenge to us. But we're really proud of what we've accomplished given all of those limitations and challenges. And our hope is that we can continue to maintain contact with our audiences, even though we can't be there and hug and you know, listen to the responses with the oohs and the ahs and the great comments that we get in person. We're hoping that, you know, our audiences will still be impacted, and even a greater audience because of the ability to stream in any location.